Good morning. And how are you? Today the readings speak to us of God, of course, and his will for us as we talk about. And first of all, we focus on the unworthiness of us and yet how faithful God is to us. And then we got to go to the response of his faithfulness, and that is gratitude. So we read again from Paul's letter to Timothy. And if you listen, let it sink in. It should give us great hope. If we have died with him, we shall live with him. If we persevere, we shall reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. But if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, because he cannot deny himself. So God is telling us that even when we're unfaithful, he'll remain faithful to us. And that gives me great hope, because there's many times I'm unfaithful to God in doing it my way instead of his way. I can say I hope that I've never denied God, so he'd never deny me. But I've been unfaithful to him. And so I would imagine all of us here have been unfaithful to God once or twice. There might be a few of you that says, oh no, I've never been unfaithful to God, which is great. I want you to come up here so we can all kiss your feet because you're such a saint. But anyway, anybody? Anybody? Never been unfaithful? Oh, okay. Good. So that means we're all in the same category. We've all been unfaithful to God. And yet, he said, this is trustworthy. This saying is trustworthy. We can trust it. Though we are unfaithful to him, he remains faithful to us. And that has got to be the thing that we cling to again and again, that you are faithful to me. And what that should want us to be is always more faithful to him, to always get up and try again. Lord, I've been unfaithful, but I want to be faithful. I never want to be unfaithful to you. And we keep getting up. And we keep going. Again, they talk the difference between a saint and a sinner is a saint is one who gets up one more time. He just doesn't stop getting up and keep walking. He perseveres, as the reading says. And so what that should make us then is we're always grateful. So again, I just did the priest retreat in this past 5 days, and I think it's the it's one of the few retreats I just bombed at, you know. I did my same talks in that, but the guys did not respond so well, you know. In fact, a couple guys just came to one talk the first night and never showed back up again. So I was like, oh, dear. And I was typical me, and these were some great guys. They really were great guys. But, you know, sometimes I am an acquired taste. I'll say it that way, you know. Why are you laughing? Stop it. I'm very sensitive and you're making me more. So some of the guys did not acquire the taste. I'll say it that way. And they had no desire to. But anyway, they were good guys. It was me. Anyway, but I made them look at the crucifix like I've made you look at the crucifix 1,000 times. And I always say, when we look at the crucifix, it should never make us feel guilty. You know, again, we don't stay focused on, I am unfaithful. We get stuck there. I am unfaithful. But immediately we need to go, but he is faithful. And so we have both of the things to look at. We can look at our unfaithfulness, or we can look at his faithfulness. And if we look at the crucifix, that's how faithful our God is. We sinned, we betrayed him, we did all these things. He came, left heaven, went to the cross, and died for us. So again, when we look at every crucifix we see, whether it be in our house, in our church, outside on a building, it should always be the same response. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That we put it on to him. You are faithful to me. And when we start living life this way, this life of gratitude, that's not only focused on ourselves and our unworthiness and our unfaithfulness and how bad we are, but we're always focused on Jesus and his faithfulness. Then we live this life of gratitude. Then people sit there and they come and they want to know, how come we're living a life of gratitude? This is what we are called to. So today, let's remember that though we are unfaithful, he is faithful. And that faithfulness should always incur in us gratitude. So when you and I look at every crucifix, we are to say, thank you. And see how that'll change your heart and thus your life. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.